you know, one of the big things that we were celebrating in the House that made it to the governor's desk was the first income tax reform in 100 years or so in the state of Missouri, an income tax cut that will take the personal income tax rate from 6 to 5.5% over the course of 10 years, I think, and then it'll cut corporate income tax in half. Over that same period, there's triggers built in there that will make it to where there has to be a certain amount of revenue growth the year prior for the cut the next year to come to fruition. So I think it's a good measured response to some of the stuff that's going on around us. And I think I hope it's something that the governor will sign. I hope it's something that will allow for an infusion of new dollars in the private sector. And hopefully just continue to allow the economy in Missouri to grow. It was a good year for revenues in the state legislature, and hopefully we can continue to see that trend move upward.
And you kind of got to the main question there is, will the governor sign that? I guess I wonder what Senator Schaefer or Representative Kelly, what you think of that?
On the tax cut legislation?
Yes.
I think he's already sent some pretty strong signals that he will not sign that.
Right. So, I don't know.
I think he will veto it, and I think he should veto it. It is very, very bad public policy. The net effect will be that it will take money out of education and transfer it to only, almost exclusively, to incredibly wealthy people who are the people for whom we did it. But there's no question that it's a transfer from elementary and secondary and higher education into the pockets of very wealthy supporters of the legislation.